ധ്യമോദലാപകുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So we are starting the fourth chapter of Bhakti Sutra. So since we haven't been discussing this for a few days, so let's try to get our focus back onto the subject matter as to what is to be achieved through Bhakti Sutra. So Bhakti. Bhakti Sutra means Bhakti is the goal of Bhakti Sutra. And what is that Bhakti? So Narada defined that Bhakti as Satu Asmin Parama Prema Rupa. So that is true love, complete love, unconditional, total, complete love for Ishvara. And that in turn gives us the fruit of Amrita Swarupa Cha Amritam. Amritam is the phalam of bhakti, or para bhakti we can call, like, because there is supreme love and there is love like with condition, love which is limited. Apara bhakti, starting devotion and then the final goal devotion. And Narada also clearly mentioned that tatrapi na mahatmya jnana vismriti apavadah. There is no fault arising because of lack of knowledge about Ishvara's nature. So the Ishvara that we are speaking about here is Ishvara who pervades the entire world. Ishvara who is there in each and every part of the world, each and every object of the world. So how can Ishvara be there in part and part of each and every object? Because everything has come from Ishvara. So since everything has come from Ishvara, everything needs to have Ishvara in it. Oh no, like the son comes from the mother, but the mother is not there in the son. So in this case, everything has come from Ishvara. Here the coming creation is not a real creation. Creation is just an illusion. Creation is something which is temporary. Mayevo deeti chit vyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. So it is like a gandharva nagaram. Swapnamaye yata drishtam gandharva nagaram yata tadaa vishwamidam drishtam vedanteshu vichakshanaihi. So even as a gandharva nagaram is seen by people, or swapnam is seen by people, swapna lokam, similarly is this loka that we see, that is also compared to that by knowers of Vedanta. So since the world is an illusion in Ishvara, even as an illusion is pervaded by its substratum, the world is also pervaded by Ishvara. Antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyan narayana stitah. Narayana, Ishvara, pervades each and everything that we can find here. So Vishnu, the word of Vishnu itself is defined by Shankara in his Vishnu Sahasranama Bhashyam as Vyapana Shilam, that which is pervasive, that which is there in each and every object, each and every place that we see. And it's also termed by Shankara as Deshakala Vishayati Vartiyate, that which is beyond Deshakala Vishayam, that is Deshakala Vishayam. So on one hand, it is beyond everything. So that is the paramarthika view. And with respect to the world, it pervades the world. It is the world. That's why sarvam kalu vidam brahma. Whatever is there here is brahma. Everything is Brahman, everything is Ishvara. And that Ishvara, like if our actions, in all our actions, like we remember that Ishvara, tadarpita kila acharata, tadvismarane paramavyakulata. So the positive side of always trying to remember Ishvara and never forgetting Ishvara, that is bhakti. That is bhakti from sadhana perspective. And that bhakti can also be called as premam or love. So bhakti is a more technical term. Premam or love is something which is a general term. And premam, so we can, in a way we can say that premam or love is there for a lot of things. And when that love becomes love for Ishvara, then it becomes bhakti. So what is bhakti? Bhakti is love. Towards Ishvara, that is bhakti. So Ishvara premam is bhakti. So that's why Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says like that devotion for Ishvara like should be of three, like their three loves should meet together. So even as a mother loves her son, even as a wife loves her husband, and even as a worldly person loves worldly objects, similar should be the love of a bhakta, of a seeker to Ishvara. And if that happens, a person will get amritam. And Narada also said, yallabdhva puman siddho bhavati, tripto bhavati, amrito bhavati, and all those statements we can remember here. So, premam. So, coming to premam or love. So, love. Even like worldly love is something which cannot be expressed in words. Though like at times we tend to express it, and somehow we can express it with respect to actions. But love for Ishvara is something which cannot be expressed at all. So there are people who have tried to express love, and that is where like we find various works, various bhajans. So are those bhajans like perfect? Definitely no. Have those bhajans succeeded in defining or terming like Ishvara? 100% no. How can you clearly say 100% no? Because like if those bhajans or works are successful, then it should give love to everyone, irrespective of whether a person accepts or not, they should be able to get. And that is where even scriptures which are the ultimate authority for a spiritual seeker, even scriptures can be misinterpreted. There are n number of systems, like it's not just one system, there are many systems. Like Vedanta, there are more than 10 subsystems. Not just Advaita Vedanta, there are other things as well. So that means scriptures try to speak about Brahman, and often like when you try to speak about the unspeakable, when you try to objectify that which cannot be objectified, there are limitations. So Narada here says that anirvachaniyam premasvarupam, the nature of love. Love for Ishvara is meant here. That is anirvachaniyam. It cannot be expressed in words. So this is where we can find out as to with respect to a true bhakta. Narada himself will say later, like in the fifth shloka, as to how we can know a person has premam. Because like if a person who loves, let's say there is a person who loves Obama. Person who loves Obama will always speak about Obama. He'll always try to learn about Obama. He'll try to meet Obama. So that is what a person will do. A person who loves Amma, such a person will always try to speak about Amma. He'll sing about Amma. He'll be in places where like Amma is always there. So that is how a person would be. A person who loves Amma. A person who loves Vedanta, Such a person will be speaking Vedanta, reading Vedanta, learning Vedanta, doing things with respect to Vedanta. So that is how a person would be. So that means, like, that is how we can find out whether a person has true love. But true love, anirvachaniyam, it cannot be expressed. So we can only find or understand it by the action, by the reaction, or like we can say reaction of the love. Reaction of the love, we can look at it. So when a person eats poison, like, we can't say, okay, did the poison really work? Can we say that the poison worked? No, we cannot say. How can we say? By the reaction in the form of the person dying. So premam, prema swarupam, premam is something which cannot be expressed in words. But just because it cannot be expressed in words doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. But it is like mukha aswadhanavat. So it is like mukha aswadhanam. A mukha, a person who cannot speak. So a dumb person, like he has, like he eats a very tasty food. So a dumb person like has some, in Sharavana Bhavan, he goes to Sharavana Bhavan. And he has a coffee there, Sharavana Bhavan coffee. So when he like takes Sharavana Bhavan coffee, it is so beautiful, so good. So if normal shops are can be considered as like, if let's say like normal shops are musicians or music directors, then Sharavana Bhavan is like Ilayaraja or A.R. Rahman. So it's like the king. So after having there, like having the most tasty or beautiful coffee, the person cannot speak about it. So even if he wants to say that this is beautiful, he cannot speak about it at all. So that is the same applies for bhakti as well. A bhakta who experiences premam, or who shows premam, he'll not be able to express it in words. Like, he'll be intoxicated with premam. So what will happen as a result of that? It's quite simple. As we said earlier, person will be always filled with thoughts of Ishvara. Ishvara, like that, abhito brahma nirvanam vartate. So anandam will be dancing around the person. Anandam means Ishvara chinta. That is what we find in Mahatmas. If we go to a Mahatma, they will always be speaking about Ishvara. We will find that, like, even though we may not want to talk about Ishvara, we might want to talk about something else. Still, if we are there in their presence, there will be Ishvara Chinta only. They will be speaking about Ishvara, and like, we will also be asking questions or answering things. So if we read the Gospel of Ramakrishna Paramahansa, we will find that many people like go to him without wanting to speak about Ishvara, but like, he will bring in the topic of Ishvara. He'll make them listen about Ishvara. So that is because like they are intoxicated with love of Ishvara, and that intoxication creates an aura of Ishvara around them. Whoever is in the nearby vicinity, they'll be able to experience it. So the corollary, if I think corollary is a thing, like corollary, or like maybe not corollary, converse. The converse or opposite is also valid. So the opposite is that a person who speaks about premam is a person who doesn't have love. So love, like, that's why, like, if we watch movies and other places, like, we'll find that love cannot be expressed. Like, when somebody tries to speak about it, somebody tries to judge it, weigh it, then it vanishes. It ends in divorce. That is how it happens. And the same concept is explained in the Bible as well, like where Jesus says that give with your right hand so that in such a way that the left hand cannot or should not know. So that means non-speaking love for Ishvara is something like which has to be felt. And if it is felt, like, it cannot be expressed in words. But if we look at a person, we can say that, okay, is this person intoxicated with love? We can very easily find out. That's what, like, we'll come at a later point of time to that particular sutra, but tat prapya tadeva avalokati tadeva shrunoti tadeva bhasheti tadeva chintayati. After having attained this love, like, a person will be seeing that, speaking about that, hearing about that, thinking about it. So his entire world will be filled with Ishvara. So that is how. So if a person speaks about love, that itself means such a person doesn't have true love. Oh, just now you said, like, a person will be speaking, thinking and all. So that is speaking about Ishvara, not speaking about one's love for Ishvara. So a person, like, who knows Java will not, like, say, speak about his knowledge on Java. Like, if we start speaking about his knowledge on Java, people will say, oh, this guy is egoistic. So he'll not speak about his knowledge of Java, he'll speak about Java. So if a person has love for Ishvara, he'll not speak about his love for Ishvara, but he'll be speaking about Ishvara. That is the difference. So any person who is trying to speak about his love for Ishvara, trying to speak about his own devotion to Ishvara, about, like, how devoted he is, how true he is, we can immediately understand, and not just understand, like, we can conclude that such a person doesn't have any true love. And if that true love is there, so that is true love is bhakti, and if that is there, then our life will be filled with bliss. So bliss is the goal of life. What we seek in life is bliss, and that bliss, like, cannot be achieved in any other way than this, than by having true love for Ishvara. And we have to constantly strive for that true love. So true love is something, like, which cannot be expressed in words. True love is something which can only be experienced. So if it cannot be expressed in words, then how will I achieve that? How will I attain that? That's also very simple. A person who fills his mind with thoughts about Ishvara, a person who is constantly thinking about Ishvara. So as Ramana Maharshi says, Ishvara arpitam naichaya kritam. A person who does actions as an offering to Ishvara without craving for fruit. Such a person who is remembering Ishvara at all times. I'm speaking, oh Ishvara, I'm speaking. Oh Ishvara, I'm going to sleep. Oh Ishvara, I'm going to brush my teeth. Oh Ishvara, I'm going to sing. So having Ishvara in our mind, so a person who has Ishvara in his mind constantly, without him knowing, he will become, like, he will develop love for Ishvara. It's the same concept as love for any other entity. Dhyayato vishayan pumsah sangasteshu upajayate sangat samjayate kamah. So the more we think about something, like, we will develop attachment to it. That attachment is called love in a way, if it is strong. So, like, rather than getting attached to worldly objects, we should get attached to Ishvara, that is premam. How can we get premam for Ishvara? Even as, like, premam for worldly objects is attained by thinking about them, premam for Ishvara can be achieved by thinking about Ishvara. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. So whatever you do, like, whether it is, like, some action, whether it is giving dhanam or tapas or arpanam, eating, whatever action, it doesn't matter what action, but do it as an offering unto me. Remember me while doing it. Remember that, oh Ishvara, you are only this action. Like, oh Ishvara, I am going to surf. Oh, laptop is you only. Website is you only. Keyboard is you only. And I am also you. Everything is you only. Ishvara, you are only there. So we don't have to externally say it, but internally just have that sankalpam. If that sankalpam is there, that is Ishvara Chinta. And that Ishvara Chinta, like, the more and more we do it, it will become premam. And when it becomes premam, we will not be able to express it in words, but it will be so tasty, so blissful. It will be so blissful that like we will experience, like we will want to be in that state again and again. So a person who has tasted bliss, a person who has tasted amritam through premam for Ishvara, such a person will want to always be in that state, will always want to have that premam with him. That means such a person will want to, in a way, like convert this premam onto bhakti, which means merging onto Ishvara, which means making oneself realized, which also means one's life is fulfilled. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to remember Ishvara and experience this inexpressible premam. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.